A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hi guys, on today's podcast, I'm talking to coaches, and I'm specifically talking about the mistakes that coaches make when they are trying to add a mental training component into practice. So I'm going to talk to you about what most coaches do wrong, the biggest time-wasting mistake that you can make when adding mental training into your practices, and how to make an impact that goes well beyond today's practice and actually has a ripple effect on your team and their entire life. So let's go. Welcome to the Perform Happy Podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Hey, everybody. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'm talking to coaches today. So I want to talk about the five biggest mistakes coaches make when trying to implement mental training into practice. Now, I was a gymnastics coach, so I'm going to give a lot of gymnastics examples, but this applies to all sports. I mean, every single sport plus performance arenas can all benefit from mental training. So if you're here, then obviously you are the type of coach who cares, that wants to create a bigger impact in your team, that wants to create great humans and not just results. So I'm going to give you those big mistakes that people make. And I made all of these as a coach. I actually made these as a mental coach as I was still getting my feet wet and figuring out what was my purpose with these kids when I was doing internships. And so I'm going to hopefully take some of the learning curve out for you if you are either already working on mental training with your kids or interested in it. So the first mistake is assuming one size fits all. This goes for coaching in general, but especially when you're dealing with mindset and confidence coaching. So if you've got an athlete, so I guess like my first example of adding mental coaching into my coaching, I think I was like 15 or 16. I was a brand new coach and I was trying to teach a little girl how to do a glide swing where you just grab the bar, you glide out, you glide back. And she could not get it right. So first of all, I had a mindset issue because I was like, nope, not right. Nope, not right. Nope. Instead of, hey, that's getting better. Oh, you're on the right track. You know, so I had to shift over time to progress focus rather than outcome focus, but that's a whole nother story. So she couldn't figure it out. And I was so frustrated. I was like, why am I not explaining it right? I don't understand what she needs. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to try to get her to visualize. So I had her sit down, take a couple of deep breaths and imagine herself doing it. I didn't know what the heck I was doing or what I was teaching, but I was like, just sit down, close your eyes, imagine yourself doing it. She gets up, she does it perfectly. And I was like, hello, like this stuff actually works. Holy moly. That was one of like the second time where I'd seen imagery. People also call it visualization. I'd seen that become very powerful immediately. It was like, I call it mind magic. So I was like, okay, this is good. Now for that kid, that worked. If you're the kind of coach who already tries this sort of thing, you might be like, well, it doesn't work. And some kids are like, imagery does not work for me. And there's a reason why. There's this one size fits all approach where people are like, just everybody visualize or everybody write down an affirmation or everybody set a goal. And all kids are different. They have different minds. They have different sensory things. Like some kids are really visual. Some are feelers. They're more kinesthetic. Some are more audio. They need an instruction. So you'll notice as you're teaching your kids, some of them,
need it to be demonstrated. Some of them just need to try it. Some need you to actually like hold them through the skill to get them to understand it. Some, you know, it's a combination of all. So it's the same with mental training. If you just assume everybody can write something on a piece of paper, like kinesthetic or look at it or draw it or imagine it, then you're assuming everybody learns in the same way. So you have to factor that in. And when I'm working with kids one-on-one, that is the thing I'm feeling out almost usually in the first phone call. Like if they're not visual, I'm not going to tell them to visualize right out of the gate. They're going to have to practice because it doesn't come naturally to them. So that's, you can sort of relate that to all of coaching. But if you're assuming that every kid is going to need the same type of training, you're going to be leaving some going, it doesn't work for me. Okay. The second biggest mistake is being inconsistent. Okay. I see this a lot where coaches don't do any mental training specifically throughout the training season. And then they line up their kids for beam at the competition and they sit them down and say, everyone visualize three routines. I'm like, this is the first exposure they're having to this. Or maybe you have them visualize once or twice in practice, or maybe you just sort of throw out the concept of visualizing. And then some kids, they can't see what's going on. A lot of them, their mind will sort of take over and then they'll imagine a fall or something goes wrong. Some people can't see it at all. This is a skill that you have to build. So some kids, it comes naturally and it works really well. Some kids, they're like, I don't like this. It doesn't work. It just makes it worse. It stresses me out. But a coach wouldn't know that, you know, if they haven't, you know, really talked it through. So it requires repetitions. It requires consistency. If you start out and you're terrible at visualizing, there's nothing wrong with you. You just start where you are. You got to start with an easier progression and then you work up to it. You don't want to have them do a whole floor routine if they can't even imagine their own bedroom at home. So when I work with kids, I always start with what can you do? What little bit of this can you grasp? And then we do it regularly, consistently, so that they can actually build some skill. And when they built that skill, they get better and better and better to the point where they can turbocharge their confidence by just closing their eyes for 30 seconds. Okay, then we go on to the third big mistake, and that's staying at the surface level. So that is sort of the same thing where you're regurgitating things you read online or somebody told you that you're supposed to do or something that your coaches used to ask you to do, but you don't really know why. That's the thing is if you don't know why you're doing it, then it's on the surface. So if you take the time to learn, what is imagery? Why do we do it? I'm using imagery as an example, but there are so many different techniques like grounding and centering. There's motivation, there's affirmations, there's all of these amazing techniques that have a purpose that goes beneath the surface level. So the mistake, if you just keep it at the surface and you're like, visualize three routines, okay, write something on a piece of paper. All right, let's set some goals. And you don't understand why, you don't understand the theory behind it. Then what happens is kids end up with limiting beliefs around it because they go, mental training doesn't work. This is dumb. This is a waste of time because they've been doing it wrong because you don't know why you're doing it. You're just doing it because you think you have to. Okay. Number four big mistake is skipping the discussion. So when I go in and I work with a team, I play games. I'm all about experiential learning. When I work with my Perform Happy groups online on Wednesday nights, we are playing games. I'm asking them to come up with scenarios, but that is actually not the point. It's fun. The kids are like, woohoo, Coach Rebecca's here. We get to play a game. But the game is not the point because the foundation of my work is that how you do anything is how you do everything. So what's most important is that you play the game and then you discuss, you debrief, you reflect, you talk about what happened. What did you notice about yourself? What happened in your mind when I gave you that instruction? What happened in your mind and in your body when that person wasn't cooperating with you? You know, I set up scenarios where they're going to get uncomfortable so that they can learn, how do I navigate discomfort? How do I deal with my own competitive spirit when I'm not getting what I want? Those bigger questions, those deeper questions are how you make those monumental shifts so much faster. You play the game, you do the experience, and then you sit down and you go, how did it go? And this requires major trust. You know, I have the benefit of not being the coach. So I'm not the one who's going to not let them compete if they tell me they're scared. I'm not the one who's going to prevent them from getting what they want if they're honest with me. So I have that benefit. As a coach, you got to wear a couple different hats. And when you go into debrief zone, you go coach hat on, mental trainer hat off. Wait, you know what I mean? Coach hat off, mental trainer hat on, where you're like, this is a safe place and you can be honest and nothing's going to be held against you in practice. And you got to be able to really, truly say that so that you can get these kids opening up and talking about what's really going on so that they can develop that awareness. Okay, that brings me to the final big mistake coaches make when they apply mental training into practice, and that is not collecting feedback. Feedback, feedback, feedback. That is, if you're doing any kind of a program, anything new or anything old for that matter, as far as I'm concerned, you want to be constantly collecting feedback. You want to find out, how is this working for you? Because if those kids are sitting there going, this doesn't work, this is a waste of time, this, I hate imagery. If they have all these limiting beliefs and you don't know it, and they're just showing up and smiling and sitting there, then you're not going to create the impact that you want to make. So I have one exercise that I love to do with kids when their coaches are not there, but this is something you could set up. It's called keep, stop, start. So you give each kid a note card and they write on their keep, stop, start. There's like a little 3x5 card, and it's totally confidential. They don't write their name on it. But what they do is they write down something they want you to keep doing, you know, and you can apply this towards specifically the mental training if you want. So in our Monday night mental training sessions that we do as a team, what do you want us to keep doing? What would you like us to stop doing? And what would you like us to start doing? You can also do this in general, like for your coaching staff. What would you like us to keep doing, stop doing, and start doing? And you have them all write them out, put them in an envelope, and then you read them. Not in front of them necessarily, but you take them as a coaching team and you read them and you see, okay, what's the feedback that we are getting from these kids? Is this resonating? What are they liking? And that's one way of collecting feedback. Another is that you always want to be reflecting as a coach, as a team. The kids reflecting. The first thing I do when I start working with a new team is they get their journals, their mental toughness journals. They get whatever cute little journal and cute little pen that they're going to keep in their bag. And we start reflecting. Because again, like that debrief, it doesn't matter what you do if you're not paying attention to what's happening internally while you're doing it. That is the wisdom that we create through mental training. First, you get aware of how you operate. Then we can build confidence. A lot of coaches try to just build that confidence. Come on, confidence, confidence. But if they're not aware, you're building your house on sand. You need that foundation of awareness first. Then you build confidence. Then over time, you eventually get into trust, which is those are the three phases of my online mental training program. So hopefully that helps you. If you can go beneath the surface, if you can create that discussion, get feedback, be consistent, and know that every single kid is going to resonate differently with different exercises, you can make a really big impact. If you're not already part of our Facebook page, we have a free Facebook group that's called Gymnastics Coaches Who Put Humans First, Results Second. If you're not a gymnastics coach, you can still join us. But this is really for coaches who want to make a bigger impact for their kids and not just win. But the great news is when you start operating this way, your kids actually perform a lot better too. So thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll be back soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.